Vayakub Bekudei, Tavshin Pei. Okay. We're certainly in unusual times. This is a closure of Sefer Shmos. We know that Sefer Shmos was the journey of the Jewish people to, as the Ramban says, to re-achieve the status, the level, the degree of connection of their forefathers, i.e. of Sefer Bereishis. And that certainly was achieved with regard to the Mishkan, albeit the Mishkan is also a source of kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And as Rashi tells us, Kudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, says the word Mishkan twice, to tell us that Nismashkein, that the Mishkan was taken as a mashkon, collateral, i.e. the Beis HaMikdash was taken as collateral, was destroyed twice for the debt of the Jewish people, i.e. for the Chatoim, being by Shrishim, by Shei. Just in general, of referring to collateral is a mashkon, and it's until we pay our debt, and then it's returned to us. That's the way it is. Essentially, the destruction of the Mikdash was the mida keneged mida for our no longer living up to the level of unity with one another and attachment to the Creator that encapsulates a perfected Klal Yisrael. The Mikdash, as the Malbim speaks at great length in his Rimzei HaMishkan in Parshas Trumim, the Mishkan was a metaphorical, or more than metaphorical, it was a picture of a unified and perfected human being. Without being Marech, as he speaks about the world of the mind reflected in the Kodesh Kodashim and the world of the heart and the lungs, right? The thoracic section being reflected in the Kodesh, and the gastrointestinals being reflected in the Mizbech and Achoshes, and Kamakum Laharech, that's a discussion for Parshas Truma. But that perfected Klal Yisrael, as reflected in the Mishkan, as reflected in the Mikdash. So when we, as a flesh and blood people, unfortunately descend, we leave that Madrega, so the Mikdash is Nismashkin. It's taken as collateral. We owe a debt. We're not living the way we should be. It's taken as collateral. It's destroyed here on earth, waiting to be rebuilt, waiting to descend from heaven. And it will be returned. Mitzashem. We're certainly living in very shocking times. Shocking in terms of it, that the equilibrium that we're familiar with is no longer with us. What we take for granted, right? Our monetary status, our ability to engage in leisure, our health, the health of those who are near and dear to us, the stability of the world is not something we can take for granted anymore. So I dare say that we are on the doorstep of Mashiach coming. How wide is that iskupa? How wide is that doorstep? I don't know. Right? How wide is it? Don't know. But definitely we should prepare ourselves. We should always prepare ourselves, but this is more than just a tap on the shoulder. In any event, so let's deal with Vayakel Bekudei. Let's see some ideas over here. And be Hashem, Shem will serve us in good stead this Shabbos. Whether we make it to Shul or not. So the Medrash, Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yovel Zohav HaMishkan, V'chaper Al Zohav HaEgel. Let the gold of the Mishkan come and cleanse away the sin, atone for the sin of the Chet HaEgel. Right? That was also Egel Zahav. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zava Egel. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael B'shar Sha'asitim Sa Egel Hichastim Osi Be'ela Elohecha Yisrael. Right? Ki ilu, this is going to be the koch that's going to lead you through the desert in the absence of Moshe. Ela Elohecha Yisrael. Achshav Sha'asitim HaMishkan Be'ela. Right? Right? Ela. Ani Misrat Elohem. Ve'ela Pekudei HaMishkan. Ela. Ela to Mechapar and Ela. Ela to Mechapar and Ela. Says the Sasemis. Or in Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe. Ve'ela Advarim. Right, these are, once again, these are the Eile, the Dvarim. La'asosu sam, that you'll need, these are the raw materials you need to be able to make the Mishkan. Lafi ha'pashut kai amleches ha'mishkan, she'em ha'achakach. Right, that's the pashut that's referring to lechel ha'mishkan. But we see, that l'maisa, immediately what does the pasuk say? It talks about Shabbos. Omnam hikdim lahem mitzvahs ha'shabbos. Right? That we all saw. Again. With the lashon of the pasuk, Vayakel Moshe, the very beginning parts of Vayakel, Vayakel Moshe es kol adas bnei Yisrael, Vayomer aleim ela advar shetziva Hashem lasoso som. All these things you need to do. This is clearly referring to the acts needed to build the Mishkan, but what does it launch into immediately? Immediately launches into a discussion of Shabbos. So says the Sfasemes, the MS, right? Omnam hikdim lehem mitzvahs haShabbos, ki bezeh hikil osam. That's how he gathers them together. The oneness of the Jewish people was damaged. In other words, once we're dealing with Avodah Zarah is a whole different story. Right? There is no oneness there. It's each man for himself. Right? But in the Chet HaEgel, their Achdus was damaged. It was the cost of Eile, Elohecha Yisrael. Latakin, Hachet Shel Eile Yisrael, we need the Eile of Eile Pekudi HaMishkan, or, right, Eile Advarim. Perut Shenafalu Amokum HaPirud VaHaRiboy V'zen Nitkan Aydem Leches HaMishkan Shuiskarvus HaMifrodim LeKasher Me'akol B'Shorash HaAchdus. In other words, all the disparate kohos, all the disparate individuals, as it were, all the unique individuals in Klal Yisrael, they all contribute to building the Mishkan. We gather together all the different raw materials, and from this we build what he called the exquisite Mishkan. V'inin Klal Uprat, says the Sfasemis. Right? It's inin Klal Uprat. Right? Prat Tzorech LaKlal, the Klal LaPrat. Shabbos Hu HaKlal. Shabbos, right, we know it's the Roza de Echad, as the Nusach Sfarad says, and there Shabbos and Kigam, the Roza de Echad, the secret of Echad, of oneness, of recognizing Hashem oneness, and attaching oneself to Hashem's oneness. That's Shabbos. Shabbos Hu HaKlal. We have Maisu, he's Barus, Kol HaPratim, Levatlam HaShabbos. We count every day, Yom Rishon LaShabbos, Sheni LaShabbos, Shlishi LaShabbos, etc. In other words, our struggle during the week is to take the varied and variegated experiences that we have, the objects we come into contact with, the relationships, etc. Each one with the unique, as it were, struggles, each one with the unique hurdles, right? How to be Mekadosh that, how to be Mekadosh that. We try and bring that back towards the Klal, to the oneness of Hashem, and that is what we do experience on Shabbos. Uperish Pekudei, Parsh Pekudei, Hu Cheshbon Kol Prat Uprat, V'yakel Hu Yischabrus LaHaKlal, Eidei HaShabbos Kanal. In other words, V'yakel, gather together, right? This are the first Parsha, gathering together everything to make it one, to make it one, to experience the oneness, to know that that's the goal, etc. And as the Chumash itself delineates for us, the first step for that to accomplishing that, right, in life is attaching to Shabbos. And mitzad sheni vayakel hu ischabrusam lahaklal aydei what he called the Shabbos. That's vayakel. And pekudei, right, pekudei is called prat uprat, every individual thing. I even counted out every individual thing, every individual, how much gold, how much silver, etc., 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 etc. Klaloprat. But now let's go a little bit more, as it were, in the world of practicalities. If we can descend a bit from the world of theory, klaloprat, right, etc., let's get down to practical stuff. We note that the verb vayakel or vayakohel, etc., appears three times here in Sefer Shmos. So it's not just Sefer Shmos, in the Chumash. Right? The first time is, unfortunately, right, vayakohel ha'am al Aaron, that's by the Chet HaEgel. The second time is vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe gathered together the Jewish people for the purpose, in our parsha here, of bringing together the raw materials and assigning the jobs for the Mishkan. And unfortunately, in Parshas Bamidbar, Vayakel, Aleim Korach, by the Machlokas of Korach. In other words, you can have congregations, or congregating, I should say. It's particularly poignant at this time, right? Where we're no longer allowed to congregate because of the Corona crisis. Maybe that's because our congregations, as it were, needed some fixing. Perhaps, who knows? You never know. There's always room for improvement. But in any event, Let's see how we work on Achdus, right? And how that brings the Shechina. Let's see the methodology of bringing Achdus. Says Reb Tzadok in the Pri Tzadok, right? In that citation here on page 1, Achdus may be the Hashroas HaShechina. Vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Right? See, it's back down in the middle of page 1. Hu al derech shenemar he'asvu v'agira lechem. Note, very fascinating. He draws a parallel between this and that which Yaakov Avinu said to his sons prior to his giving them their brachos in Parshas V'Yechid, before he leaves this world. He wants to reveal to them, right, the kates. He wants to reveal to them the knowledge that would give them the capacity to be able to deal right out, to deal with every bit of the ups and downs, of the hurdles, of the struggles, of the difficulties, of the tests, of the nisyonos, of the time period before Mashiach's coming. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow him to do that. He removed the ability, he took the Ruach HaKodesh, the ability to be able to reveal that away from them. And Yaakov Avinu realized that what he needs to teach his children before he leaves them, in addition to the individual brachas that he gives, and all those brachas, in fact, Chazal say, are shared by each one of them. Each bracha goes to every shevet, etc. But above and beyond that, there is the need for unity. Unity. And unity doesn't mean, nowadays, unity is a word that's bandied about very easily. Now, unity means I ignore the fact that you're doing a million things wrong, etc., and I say it doesn't make any difference. That's not true. That's not true. There is a way to be mochiach, there's a way not to be mochiach, it's true, but it doesn't mean, right, that I have to accept. I accept you as a Jew. It doesn't mean I accept everything that you do. Right? I accept you as a Jew, but I don't have to accept everything that you do. And if I'm close my eyes to everything that a person does and say it doesn't make any difference, you're okay, I'm okay, it's California, right? Sorry. I was born in California, so don't get huffy. Then we miss the point. Right? Unity nonetheless is crucial. While derech shenemar he'asvu v'agira lechem, right? The Reb Tzadok draws a parallel between Moshe Rabbeinu gathering together the Jewish people before we can bring about the Hashroas HaShechina, the divine presence in the Mishkan. He draws a parallel between that and that which Yaakov Avinu instructed his children, He'asvu, gather together, v'agidu lechem, I will speak to you. You need to be united in order to be able to receive that which I have to tell you. He kaptzu ushushmam ushimu, right? Gather together and you will now be able to hear. With Rishis Rava, Tziva Oson Ala Machlokis. So he says, he brings from the Midrash Rava that Yaakov was being mitzvah to them, avoid Machlokis. Right, Amalhem, Tuhun Kulchen Asifa Achas, you should all be one gathering. Hayr da Az Yuchala Hagid Lahem Achis Yam Levin, I can tell you the Achis Yam Levin. In the end, Lamaisa Kodesh Baruch Hu hid it from him anyway, but he knew that this was a prologue, it was a prerequisite to being able to reveal this. In the end, Hashem didn't want to reveal it. But Yaakov understood that if he was ever going to be able to reveal it, right, or to do anything for them, they needed this Achdus as, right, as a precursor. Right, as Moshe Rabbeinu is about to teach them about both, once again to remind them of Shabbos and the Melechas of Mishkan. By Akel Moshe, Shiyu Kulam Aguda Achas. While Derech Masha Amru Lo Matzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha Li Yisrael El Hashalom. Shneem Hashem Oz Amo Yitein Hashem Yivarech Zamo Vashalom. Bracha needs Shalom. Bracha needs Shalom. So now, we've spoken so far in very broad strokes. We talked about the idea of the cloud, the Mishkan coming to Mechapar, the Egel, talking about gathering together, talking about Achdus. Let's look at some of the examples over here. Kamaz Zihirus Tzrichim Kedei Lahasiga Achdus. How careful does a person have to be in order to be able to achieve Achdus? Pasuk says, right here in record in Perkelmet Beis in Vayak Bechol Chacham Lev Bachem Yavo V'Yasu Eskol Asher Tziva Hashem. Every Chacham Lev Bachem, right, will come and yeah, etc., and do that which Hashem was mitzav with regard to the building of the Mishkan. It says the Sisse Koin from Svas. Chacham Lev Bachem Yavo Lefisharat Zalomar Lehem Reu Kara Hashem B'Shem Mitzal. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to introduce, Hashem is going to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to introduce Bezalel, meaning the one who's going to be responsible, he's going to be overseeing everything that transpires in terms of the building of the Mishkan. So as a prologue to that, Kedei Shelo Hatil Kina, Kedei Shelo Yomru Lefishu Ben Chur Ben Miriam Achoso, the Gan Koshka Savti Parshas Kisiz Lefishaya Ben Shoshes Reshana, etc. Veimimani Parnaslan Tzibur, everybody called it so young. Right? In order to avoid any bad feelings. Amar kol chacham lev bachem. Valu amar mikem. Loma kulchem chachamim kulchem ru'uyim lasos hamlachos. To be mechabed, the other individual. Kol chacham lev bachem. Right? All of you have this ability, not mikem, from your midst. All of you have this ability. Some will participate more, some will participate less. Some will contribute, some will build, etc. But it's bachem, it's all you, it's all you, it's all in all of you. To be so gentle with the way you speak to people, so that you should avoid chas v'chalil, there shouldn't be any trace of bitterness, of jealousy, of feeling left out, of feeling put down. So careful. Continues Rav Yonasan Eibshitz in the Tiferes Yonasan. V'chacham lev v'chem yavo v'yasu es kol asher tziva o yesh lomar v'yasu es kol asher tziva Hashem. Shlo yeh kina im zeh ose aron v'zeh ose adnei achotzer l'chein hu tzuchu kulam l'sayeh v'aron v'adnei achotzer u'kedome. Right? Kedei sheyeh hamlachtam b'shaveh. Again, what does the pasuk say? Yasu es kol asher tziva Hashem. Es kol asher. Yavo kol chacham leiv bachem. Yavo v'yasu es kol asher tziva Hashem. The ribui es kol asher tziva Hashem. It is that everybody got an opportunity to participate in everything. So no one should feel left out. No one say, I worked on the Adonim of the Chatzar, big deal, right? These other people, ones are working on the Aron. So careful to make sure, because it poisons jealousy, right? Pettiness, smallness, etc. It poisons. It poisons the structure, it poisons the atmosphere, it poisons the Achdus. So careful, the extra mile, you always got to go think about how will the person react, how won't the person react. You can't say, I would never do this. It has nothing to do with the way you would do this, or the way you would think about it, or the way you would feel about it. You're always in the world of Beinam L'Chavera, which we're saying over here is really the foundation upon which Hashra Shechin is built. Like the Ramak says, the Yisod of Shechin to Begalusa is Sin Eschinim. When there's period, when there's division, when there's divisiveness amongst the neshamas, there's no place for the Shechin to rest, because we are the chassis, all of us together, each one a different chalik and chalik, each one of us is a different part. Upon us, the Shechin to rest. If there's period, if there's division between the neshamas, there's no place for the Shechin to rest. So then we have to be so exquisitely careful. Extremely careful. All of you have the capacity to do it, like the Sisse Koin told us. And the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz says, everybody participate a little bit in everything. Again, how the practicalities will be worked out, I don't know.
But we see from here, a yesod of how to approach, right, dealing with people and making sure and realizing that when we deal with people, we are discussing not just something that's, you know, okay, yeah, right, also bein odom lechavero. It is the structure upon which the Shekhinah rests. Further, see the subtitle there at the bottom. Efshel hasik achdus afilu bein anoshim beramos shonos. You can achieve, even when we're talking to people, all different types of levels. And nonetheless, they should feel an achdus. This is really an art. Right? You're talking to two different types of people, two different levels. They should feel a sense of achdus. I know it's so difficult always in teaching a class that no one should feel left out. If we speak on too high a level, then some people would record or are straggling behind. They feel left out. You speak at too low a level than some of the people, as it were, right, quote, who are maybe expecting or anticipating more, right, feel, it's like, what am I doing here? It's difficult. It's not easy. But here, in the building of the Mishkan, says the Orach HaKadosh, Yavo kol ish asher nisa'o libo perush omro nisa'o libo v'nadvo rucho. Right? That's the pasuk. Remember, see the pasuk above. There's two types of people. There's nesol libo and nadvo rucho. He view as trumas Hashem lemleches ol moed lechol avodaso levigde hakodesh. Da, says the Or HaChaim. Yeshtei hadragos v'misnadvim. The two levels and people who give. Echad hua misnade v'rotzon nafsho kifi yecholto v'erech mamono. Person makes a cheshbon, how much can I give? And he gives, right? That's called, is the word that the divus, that sense of giving, comes out of his spirit. He doesn't do anything that his word is going to feel uncomfortable with. There's the other one who gives the word nisol libo. He gives more than his real ability that he has available to him. He gives more than that. Right? His sense of goodness is such that he goes the extra mile. Right? On top of page 2. Right? We've got the Nesol Libo, and then you got the Navarucho. But nonetheless, right, they're all included in the same sentence. In other words, really, we're speaking to two different levels of people, but they're all included in the same sentence. Right? They all came together. No one felt left out. A step further. To show how, and it's very similar, it's an interesting thing. Just like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? The Rashi explains it. That we, who recognize Hashem as Elokeinu, he's not the Kei Umasola, because they're not marching to the beat of his drum. Kali Yisrael is willing to declare that Hashem, right, is the one who's Mashkiach upon the Mashkacha Pratis, and they search for him and struggle to be connected to him through every event and through every action, right, through every object and every interpersonal relationship, etc., 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 that they come into contact with. Nations of the world are not interested in that. So therefore, he's not Elokeinu, he's not Mashkiach Aleim on the same idea, the same level of Hashkacha Pratis. One day he'll be Hashem Echad. One day he'll be Hashem Echad, in other words, through our struggle of Emuna, it'll be eventually revealed on a level of Emes, Vayomu Yashem Echad Shmoch Echad, right? And at that time, all the nations of the world, will be over Hashem, Shechem Echad.
Pasuk says in Sfanya, Rashi brings Ke'aza pocha la'amim safa v'rura likra kulam b'shem Hashem la'avda shchem echad. All right. So the struggle of Klal Yisrael in the world of Emuna will eventually bring to a revelation of the MS of Hashem, so that all the nations of the world will serve Him.
In a similar vein, also over here, we have such a fascinating thing. Right? Such a fascinating, fascinating thing. It says, right, the Asa B'Tzalel V'Oliyav, right, on top of page 2. V'Asa B'Tzalel V'Oliyav, Kol Ish V'Cham Lev, Shenas Hashem Chochma Usuna Bahima, L'Da'at L'Asos V'Kom Leches Avodas HaKodesh L'Chol Asher Tziva Hashem. Right. V'Asa B'Tzalel V'Oliyav, Kol Ish V'Cham Lev, Each person, each one, the wisdom, both Pasal, right, and Aholiyav, and all the Chachmei Lev, etc. Nasan Hashem Chachmu, Tvuna, wisdom, understanding, Bahima in them, Ladas, or those to know, to do Melechas Avodas HaKodesh, L'chol Asher Tziv Hashem. So, the says the Ksav Sofer, an unbelievable idea. Right? Unbelievable idea. Says the Ksav Sofer, Asher Nasan Hashem Chachma Utuna Bahima, Pasuk we just saw, Bamedrish, Afilu Bebehema Nasan Chachma. What does that mean? Behema has Chachma? Afilu Behema Nasan Chachma. Says the Ksav Sofer, nearly Api Mashapirish Rashi, when it says that the women were Tavuas Aizim, they spun, as it were, the hair, right, of the goats. He haisa umnus, you say, it was an incredible umnus that they were able to spin that hair. Shemay al gabi eizim tavosa while still attached. With vile devas it kosher tavos mina behema balkor. It's very difficult to do that if the goat. Imagine a goat acceding to this, standing still while you're doing this. Ze kosher tavos mina behema balkor chasho behema. Right? Behemoth's not going to exceed. Behemoth's not going to agree to have this done. And so it becomes impossible to do. Why is the Torah telling this to us? Really, what need of this? The idea is to show that when we behave in a certain fashion, it spills over to the Bria itself. Just like a Havdil Lufi Adolos, when a Torah told me, when man was mashchis his derech during the Dor HaMabul, even the animals were also mashchis their derech. Even they were mashchis their derech. So to hear on the flip side, on the positive side, Mashpi on the Bria. Here one more idea on this idea of Achdus from Yor Chaim HaKadosh. Right. It says the Hamalocha Haisa Dayam L'chol Hamalocha L'asos Osa V'hoser. So this is a Davari Kucho. This is a self contradiction. On one hand, you say it's sufficient, it's Dayam. On the other hand, you say it's Osir, it's too much. Why are you supposed to understand that? It says the Or Chaim HaKadosh Ki Letzad Sheviu Yisrael Yosir Mishira Tzarech. The Jewish people brought more than what was actually necessary for the Mishkan. Chash Hashem l'chabed kol ish shetarcho ve'vio v'nichnas kol hamuva beis Hashem l'nechza Mishkan. They brought more than was necessary, but so no one should feel left out. I wanted to bring in, it wasn't accepted because they already had enough. As Ashira Kosov Hamlocha asher tziva Hashem l'asos b'mishkan hispikol hikanes v'socho kol hamlocha sh'asu b'nei Yisrael. In other words, the idea of, right, that the melacha was dayam, was sufficient, not just sufficient in terms of what the needs were, it was sufficient to be able to contain everything that was brought, even though technically, physically, it wasn't necessary, but it all went in, it all was swallowed up, it all became part of it, so no one should feel as though his gift was spurned. Once again, it's this incredible sensitivity. He speak on a kabel, right? Like kabel Yosef Mishiro, I did ness. It was a ness. It reminds me of a story of the Ruchaim Ozer, right? They tell that he was in the middle of a very, very, very difficult Din Torah. And he was working, right, with great, great, what do you call it, kohos, effort invested to try to really decide this very complex Din Torah. And at the same time, there had been right there in Vilna a bachar who, unfortunately, they were afraid he was going to be drafted by the Russian army. We knew how catastrophic it was if my young boy would be drafted by the Russian army. There'd be any, if he survived physically, his spiritual, what do you call it, spiritual wholeness was surely shattered. And so they did whatever they could to try and get him excused, etc. And in fact, he was excused. We'll call him Moishele. And his friends were so excited, they ran into Rav Chaim Ozer. One bacher comes in, runs into Rav Chaim Ozer, he knocks on the door. He's, Rabbi, I started to disturb you. And Rav Chaim Ozer was in the middle of thinking. Rav Chaim Ozer was an amazing goon. You can imagine him in the middle of his thinking, right? In the middle of his thinking deeply, deeply, deeply. Moshe has been excused from the army. Chaim Ozer turns to him and says, oh, 1,000 brachas upon your head for that besorah Torah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Door closed. Chaim Ozer goes back. He's lost in thought. Once again, the door knocks again. Once again, someone comes in. The same story. Moshe has been caught and been let off in the army. Oh, Chaim Ozer, thank you for that besorah tova, etc. Thank you so much for that besorah tova that you gave me 1,000 brachas on your head for bringing me such wonderful news. No, can you leave me alone? I know this already. You're not telling me anything. Can you imagine? That's it. Adon Gadol b'Yisrael. Everybody should feel part of it. If everybody feels part of it, everybody feels that they really quote that they are part of the unified effort, the Shechina rests there. The Shechina rests there ad kedei kach, even to the point of which, that we said before, that even the animals sense it, and they become acquiescent to, in the case of the goat, having its hair spun while it's still attached. So we give a lot of latitude, right? A lot of latitude to one another. But with ourselves, we have to be careful. We'll see this last section over here, dealing with yourself and the quality of your own actions. So Yom Moshe Lemor Marbi Ma'am Lavi Midea Avoda. People told, right, those who were in charge told Moshe that the people are bringing too much for what he called as necessary for the Mishkan. Again, we said before it was all absorbed in, but they're talking about bringing too much. Shetziv Hashem Asosos Avayetzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machne Lemor Ish V'Isha Azasu Od M'lochol Esum Esakosh V'Kalei Ha'am Me'avi. Says the Sfas Emes. Pasuk Marbi Ma'am Lohavi Vayetzav Moshe Moshe Zetzivoy Vayikali Ha'am Me'avi. You will not bring any more, right? Ish loving, says the Sfas Emes. Mazay arichus, the Torah binyan is there. What do we need to be told about this? Right. If we just mentioned before that you brought Dayan v'Hoser, and we learned the, what do you call it, the lesson that, what do you call it, that we saw from the Or Chaim, that whatever they brought got included, that's fine. But we need to hear, they tell Moshe, and Moshe commands them, and they say, stop bringing. What's the arichus? What is the Torah teaching us with this? People got into it, but now they weren't thinking anymore, why are we bringing more? They just bring more and more and more and more. It's become habit. The Chachamim, the Tzaddikim, were afraid that the giving would no longer be totally Shem Shamayim anymore, but rather by rote. We've gotten used to this. This is what we do. This we do. This we do. This we do. This is what we do. Says Hashem, "You keep a hold over." Excuse me. Keep a hold over Yesh. Right? There's a ratzov, a shov. There's running towards it. There's eagerness. There's a spontaneity coming close. And then there's the shov. There is the retracing, the retraction. We call it the contraction, the constriction. Right, turning back. You can't encompass everything. You run forward, that's Avas Hashem. You constrict, that's Yiras Hashem. You need both. Ki perish yish v'chol davar b'chines v'tzol v'shol perish al pi mashakos b'shem ha'besh. The Baal Shem Tov taught us. Le'er oz shem v'kol avodi yekabel yira u'busha. anytime you're doing something, right? So, you of course, you have to appreciate what you've done, but don't become self-satisfied and complacent and say, oh, look what I've done, look how great I am, what a tzaddik I am. But rather, a person at the moment of his success, he should be enveloped in the year of Abusha. Why? Because we have to avoid that a person should become a Baal Gaiva. So in the world of our own actions, we should never become so self-satisfied. Even the good things we do, we should value what the good things we do and bless Hashem for the opportunity of doing it. But once again, bless Hashem for the opportunity of doing it and realize that it's a schus that we have the opportunity to do them. And that should bring us, as it were, to humility, which will cause us to do more things. But if we say, oh wow, look at me, I'm a professional tzaddik. I'm a professional London. I'm a professional this, I'm a professional this. Wait, well, we can't be any bigger than me. Then our behavior and understanding of what we've done is really self-defeating. Aval kishechozer be'emtza la'achorav. A person recognizes that which he's done. He turns around. The choshrol of name miu omei. He says to them, before whom do I stand? Before whom have I done all of this avoda? So atzmo tikkun amayse karoy. That actually is the complete rectification of the act. Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashom v'chacham shomru ma'aseh b'nei Yisrael shelo his'ara bo pnios kanal. And therefore they said, you must stop. Stop now. You brought what you need to bring. Bringing more now is just becoming by rote, and it really is just adding to your ego. Right? We need this constant ratzov v'shov to come close, to do spontaneity, and at the same time to reflect. Do I know before whom I stand? Am I worthy for this? Thank you, Rosh, for the opportunity. Let me do more. Am I worthy for this? Thank you, Hashem, for the opportunity to do this. Let me do more. Once again, Ratzov V'Shov. So in terms of ourselves, we need introspection. In terms of dealing with our fellow, how careful do we have to be? But if, Lomaisa, we employ both of these methodologies, both in terms of how we look at our own actions, to look at them in a healthy fashion, and the way we look at other people's actions, then we will bring Hashras HaShechina into our lives, right? In the true Achdus sense, we'll bring Hashras HaShechina, will bring the Divine Presence into our lives, and Be'ez Hashem, it will spill over into the entire world, just like you saw with regard to the Izim, as the Ksav Sofer so beautifully explained. It'll spill over to the rest of the world. We should pass over the threshold of Mashiach's coming with what he called without too much difficulty, and with realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this Nisayon, that's to keep us from Avodas Hashem, but rather to give us new vistas for how to what he called apply our Avodas Hashem, being a big Arnold Mokum, being on a Chavero. And we should hear the footsteps of B.S. Gold Tzedek very, very quickly. Prepare me, Amen. Okay.